WGH listening and mobile. Anyone out there this morning?
Key monitoring.
The station didn't quite catch your call.
No worries, I didn't quite catch yours either, that's why I didn't repeat it back, but we are Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, and my name is Nick, and I am currently in Pendleton.
Sounded a little bit staticky, but that's probably just my end here. I got Paris bound in between me and the Caesar's Head repeater, but the call here is KQ4, IG, the name is Jack, but currently on way to Hampton Boulevard,
out there towards the end, maybe having a little interference from that mountain, I assume.
Probably just in a bad spot for me. Well, I won't tie up the repeater too long with static, so I'll call it 73s. This is KQ4 IGH.
Well, you're coming in clear now, KQ4 IGH.
Had a just clear past the mountain now.
What's got you out and about this morning, sir?
Well, this morning I'm going to inspect a home. I'm a new homeowner today. I'll be doing one last little walkthrough, and then at 11 I'll be signing the closing documents, and I will be a homeowner.
Well, congratulations. Is this your first home?
That is affirmative. Getting static again, but yeah, that's affirm. It'll be my first home.
The purchasing is up in Greenville?
Negative. So I live in Greenville right now in a little townhome, but the house I'm getting now is over in Lyman, Welford area, so more towards Spartanburg. But I think I'll actually get better reception of the repeater, believe it or not, because this is where my apartment is right now in Greenville. It's just way deep down in like a little divot, so I was never able to reach the repeater from my QTH, but I've already tried reaching the repeater from my new address, and it works great on even an HT, so I know a J-pole will work fine.
I bet you'll have no problems. I can't imagine how excited you are.
Over the clouds, and then my wife is not, because she knows I'll be setting up antennas and the like.
Oh, I'm sure she's really excited too, though. Going to be able to be there at the signing?
She's actually here in the car with me right now.
I know you can't see it, but I'm smiling ear to ear. This is some great news. I appreciate you sharing it with me this morning.
All right, I can talk tell someone over radio. What was your call one more time?
Yeah, it's Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor.
Hotel Victor, roger that.
Yeah, I've been told I have probably the most complicated call sign in the area by numerous people.
My call, to be honest, the KQ4, it just never seemed to roll off right, especially on HF.
Mine's call sign is KI4JUU, uniform, and I'm glad I don't have that. Weather over here, it's about 64 degrees now. It was 61 earlier this morning, and I'm really looking forward to having a beautiful day and maybe get out and do some yard work and get everything done I need to get done before Sunday, because her's supposed to be back in the 90s on Sunday.
I'm welcoming, hopefully, you know, a few more weeks here. We'll finally start cooling down. Fall is definitely my favorite time of the year, but like you said, I'm sure we got a few more 90-degree days in the future yet.
Yeah, fall is definitely my favorite, without a doubt. Hands down, easily. I can't wait for all the trees to start, or all the leaves to start falling out of the trees, you know. So I'm a falconer, and, man, once all the leaves are gone, the trees, the sport is so much better.
Without a doubt.
The season's already started. I have an apprentice this year, since her first year, and so we're going to go out and see about getting her a bird, and my birds are ready to get going and flying, and so, yeah, man, we're just a few weeks away, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And have you been doing that long? I've got you into that.
You know, I'm a very outdoors person. I love just being outside, and, for the lack of a better reason, I just thought it would be really cool and neat and a lot of fun to be able to take, you know, a game animal like a squirrel or a rabbit without the use of a weapon, you know. And that's probably what, I'm not saying I don't like weapons and things like that, you know, but at the same time, I think it's super cool to be able to train a bird to do that kind of stuff for you.
Awesome. So I actually, I work at the Greenville Spartanburg Airport, and we do a lot of wildlife depredation, and there's always been talks, you know, some airports, they do employ falconry to depredate smaller game, but who knows, maybe one of these years here we'll get into falconry, or maybe a dog would be cool, too.
With that, you know, there's only a few falconers in the area, and you know one now, so if you decide you want to have a bird flown out there, let me know.
Super cool.
I got a couple of Harris's hawks that are pretty good for abatement. I think a lot of guys for the airport work will generally fly like a long wing, so a falcon of some sort. And, you know, you also have to be a master falconer to charge for falconry services. And so I've got another, this should be my last season, and I'll be a master falconer next year. So if you were to get something going this year, I could also put you guys in touch with people that could help you.
Man, I'll definitely keep it in touch. Well, I'm going to go here, but 73, I appreciate the QSO. This is KQ4 IGH to KQ4 Hotel Quebec Victor.
Wonderful day, man, and I hope the closing goes really smoothly and you don't find any surprises on your walkthrough today. And, yeah, take care. Can't wait to talk to you again. KQ4 QHV, 73, sir, clear on your final.
For Quebec Hotel Victor, this is N4 Quebec November Victor. We must be distant relatives.
Maybe from another past life?
Laugh. This is the first time I've heard you on the air before, but I've had a grandson in the car at the time, so I don't get distracted when I've got one of them in the car. But yeah, it could be worse. Back in the 60s, I first started with ham radio, never got on the air with my own station, but my call sign was KN1 Union X-Ray Union. So when I got in the 80s, I got the Quebec November Victor when I got back into the hobby. I figured it's just not in the cards to have a good call sign for me.
I think that having a difficult call sign kind of makes you stick out a little bit. Maybe people can remember it a little better.
Might be, but usually the club I was in Northern Virginia, when I got back into it, they had some of them had some good phonetic calls, and I think the three of the volunteer examiners referred to themselves as the A-team. They all got upgraded to extra around the same time and had the AA-4 calls.
I really enjoyed having that.
A little different. I used to work out and live outside of the D.C. area, 25 miles, so that equates to an average commute of an hour and a half each way, unless it looked like it was going to rain, and if it did rain, good luck. Yeah, no one's going anywhere in a hurry. But there are a boatload of repeaters in the Northern Virginia, D.C., Maryland area, so you always had someplace on the radio to go.
I think that we have a fair amount of repeaters in this area as well. I have a buddy that's up in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and I think he's only got a 70-centimeter repeater that's within reach of where he lives, and he lives in the city. So I think I think we're lucky to have as much as we have around here and as good access as we do, and the people that are around here seem to be really friendly and helpful, and I think we're lucky there too.
I agree. It's a good group that's here. The club I was in before was Woodbridge Wireless, which is Woodbridge is just a little south of 95 or Route 1 going out of Springfield, Virginia area. But the ham radio store sold out to HRO, so I've been anytime I'm going to get something and I want to pick it up if I head up to Maryland like I'm going today to visit my daughter in north of Baltimore. I'll just swing by the HRO store in Woodridge and get what I want.
Definitely been a hand since about May, March, April, May, somewhere around there. And I haven't made it out to a HRO yet. I know we got one in Atlanta, and I'm definitely going to stop by next time I'm headed that way.
QNV. It's surprising how small they are. The store that HRO bought out was probably three times the size of what's there now in a different location. But they're very friendly. They get you squared away. Whatever you need is good. And when I order something, I always order from a ham radio outlet, and it generally comes out of the Atlanta office. So they seem pretty squared away.
Yeah, I noticed that. I ordered something from HRO as well, and it was shipped from Atlanta. Thought it was pretty clever of them to definitely not have a central shipping location, but ship from the closest to the address that ordered.
One of the differences with Northern Virginia, I was talking with some guy on the 2-meter rig shortly after I got my license, and he asked me what band I was on, and it kind of took me back. So I said, "Why do you ask?" He said, "Well, I'm on 220. I didn't even know you had crossband repeaters until I talked with that guy.
Thing about crossband repeater myself, I'm going to probably try and get a mobile rig set up here in the near future. It's got crossband repeat, so I can use it with an HT and park the truck basically at the top of the hill and still have communication.
Worked out pretty good back then because you had novices couldn't use the 2-meter, but they could use the 220 band. So they were able to talk to virtually everybody, regardless of the license, just from the fact that that one particular club in the Maryland area was a crossband.
I guess I hadn't realized that clubs had crossband repeaters set up over wide area coverage like that. I always thought it was just personal people having them set up.
The clubs, I looked up in the ARRL repeater directory, and I couldn't quite find them, so I'm not sure if they still do that anymore or not.
Definitely use repeater book when I'm looking for repeaters, and it's not, well, it's good, but I don't know that it's a complete listing.
And I also have a little, I got the repeater book app on my telephone, so that, well, you can tell my age, I refer to it as a telephone, on my cell, and it will tell you what the closest repeater is, whichever band you want to look for, and how far away it is, so you have an idea if you can hit it or not. So I use that when I'm out of town a bit. But you run into, it's like a lot of clubs, at the time of day I might be available to talk on the radio, most of the club members are at work or doing something else, so you don't use it that often, but on occasion it comes in handy.
So radio is coming out now, like the FTM500DX by Yaesu, I believe it is, and I'm not sure about the Icon, but I think it's the 5100, and those have GPS built in, and apparently you can have a list of repeaters downloaded from Repeater Book or some other online source. And it will access that list on your SD card, the radio will, and it will tell you what repeaters you're close to. I thought that was pretty nifty.
I agree more. That sounds good. It keeps you from having to kind of scan around. When I first got a 220 radio, I won it on a ham, not a ham fest, on a field day. The company that got bought out by HRO, he would have like a novice drawing for field day. We had something like 23 antennas, just a slew of people, and I end up getting my name drawn in for the novice drawing, so I had a 220 rig. But not many people were active at then with 220.
That 70 centimeter band very often. I think it, I'm not sure, because I'm still amateur, but I think that the distance isn't quite there that you have with the 2-meter radio.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I was out of ham radio, well, since in high school, then 20 years later I got into it, and then I transferred up, transferred here from Florida, and I spent about 20 years not using the radio, but I've got a, what's it, Yaetu 3100, which I replaced my Yaetu 1500. When I was in Northern Virginia, I used to use there were so many repeaters around, I used to just use a Kenwood handheld and just stick it up on the dash and use a speaker mic, and it worked fine.
I was telling you about earlier from Wisconsin, he came down and he brought his handheld, and I tried to get him to use, I have an antenna with this magnet mount for on top of your car or wherever you want to mount it. It's got a little cable on it, you know. And I had an adapter that he could use for his, I think it's a FT-60, his Yaesu FT-60. And pretty excited to try that out. But he was, after seeing the damage on the paint job, you know, that the magnet mount caused on my car, not, understand, I drive a really old car and the paint is already damaged, so it's no big deal to me. But he was unwilling to put that on top of his newer Suburban, you know.
I have a very small mag mount on the top of my car. It's like 16 inches high or something like that. But what we used to do back in the 80s when I was living in Northern Virginia, I used to put a piece of Reynolds wrap, or not Reynolds wrap, some clear wrap on the mag mount so it would not damage the finish.
Oh, there we go. Thanks for that little tidbit. I wish I'd have known that. And it's gone until next year, I guess.
It's interesting. I ended up purchasing a extra study booklet. I started reading through it, and I am so far out of date from virtually anything that's out there now. Even the type of transmissions. I mean, it's like wow. You know, they'll use abbreviations, and I've got to stop. Google their abbreviation to try to figure out what the heck they're talking about.
V for ID. Yeah, no kidding. This definitely, this hobby is full of acronyms. And when you're studying for stuff, it definitely slows things out. It makes it difficult sometimes just to interpret what you're reading.
Last time I was looking, I was going to go to an advanced class, and I was having trouble with understanding circuits. So a friend of mine was going to, he used to teach it at Greenville Tech, so, you know, electronics, and I never got together with him on that. And I ended up getting busy again at work, so I never got the upgrade to extra, so to advanced. And now there's no longer an advanced. So it's, you just go from general to extra.
What happened to the people that had the advanced license when they got rid of it? Did they get promoted to extra or demoted to general, I wonder?
I'm not sure. I suspect they were just grandfathered in at extra. There's not a whole lot of difference. I guess they just don't get the top end of the bands like the extra have, but I wondered that myself, and I read through the booklet, I didn't find an answer.
That information is probably, you know, with the people that experienced it.
When I first started in the 60s, novice was only good for 1 year, non-renewable, and so if you didn't get on upgrade to general, is gone, and you would have to test for general to get back into it. But it was, novice were not allowed to use VFO. Everything was crystal controlled. And talk about a pain in the neck on CQ or CW. You put a CQ out on your crystal controlled transmitter, and then you start dialing around the band to try to see if there's anyone that's heard you and is having your call sign. So making a contact back then with crystal controlled was not easy.
I don't believe they even have Morse code on the test anymore, or at least I didn't have to.
I'm at the 85 to 385 interchange will be off for a second. It's a kind of a lousy transmission area. Just a moment.
Don't stand by.
2HV and 4QNV. Yeah, I think I'm clear of the mess now. Yeah, it's the no code. I mean, I did Morse code most of the time instead of sideband. It was just easier, quicker, a little more enjoyable to make a contact. And kind of, you get a little faster at it. I was never really good. I had to do 13 words a minute to pass the exam, which wasn't a problem. But getting up to extra, I got to do a solid 15, but the 20, that was a bear.
Requirement for extra, was it 20 words a minute?
20 words a minute, and I think Tom, you were talking earlier, he's extra, and I think he's heavy at the CW as well. It was when I was really heavy into the hobby. I lived in Florida, so being a flat geography, I had a small beam on top of my house, and I could just rotate that sucker and get pretty much anywhere I wanted.
A beam antenna that I use as well. It works out great. It's a 6 decibel gain.
It up when I moved up here. I gave it to a friend of mine. I wasn't sure what was going to happen with the association rules. Deed restrictions. We had them in Florida, but they were fairly clear, if you push it, about ham radio being an exception.
There is no restriction where I live, and I live in a town. So, yeah, I'm definitely lucky for as far as having ham radio goes.
So I could hit anybody anywhere except my dad, who lived in upstate New York. I was only able to get him once with a real weak, weak CW signal. Never got him on voice, but finally got him once, and he faded away after about 30 seconds.
Had any high frequency stuff yet? I'm really looking forward to it. I've been studying to get my general, so it's only a matter of time, you know, and check out some high frequency and see what that's like.
I find that you get the foreign countries. Now everything's so much different. Back then it was the QSL cards. You didn't have, an internet QSL.com or something, whatever, that works kind of like a clearinghouse, and we didn't have that back then, so you had to mail them and wait and see if you got a return.
When I was in high school, I was interested in this. I never took the plunge to take the test and get certified or get licensed. But yeah, that was the deal then, that you'd have to send your card and hope for a response. And I remember talking to other hands, and they talk about all these cards that they had and how exciting that was. And I was definitely a little disappointed to learn they don't do that anymore, but I'm still having a blast in the hobby, so, you know, can't complain.
Busy, and if you get into CW, it's amazing how time flies when you're on your air talking to somebody. If you talk to them something other than location, name, and weather, it takes a while to get through, especially at the lower speed.
A lot of guys that are doing ST8 now, where you can, I think, hook up a radio to a computer and kind of do a chat, text message kind of thing, I think. It might be a little quicker than the CW.
This is new to, what's the one now? This club has it. My memory is going here, where you can log into the net from your computer, or even using a cell phone. So, Echolink, that's what it is. That's as new as I've gotten, and I've only used it once. I tried to use it to find out where a good local frequency was when I was in visiting the kids in Delaware along the beach, but haven't used that much. It was just interesting to see that it's so much different than it was when I was heavy in.
for the RF communication over the internet-based Echo Link. I've got Echo Link as well, but I tell you, it sure is handy when you got a thunderstorm that's local to you, you know, and you still want to talk to some people. You got your radio down. They always fire up the Echo Link. It's a little cumbersome to communicate on because, you know, you have to hit the transmit and then wait a second for it to hook up and then talk and then hit the button to turn it off again, and then it takes a second to clear out, you know. It's not like the radio that's basically instant.
Okay, but I think your name was Nick, wasn't it?
Nick, and I'm over in Pendleton.
My name here is Brian, and I'm back in Greer, about ready to head down the street to my house as soon as my wife gets home from church. So anyway, it was good to chat with you. I'll catch you again. I've heard you on the air before, but like I said, when I had a grandchild in the car, I don't get on the radio at all. I don't think I'd live with myself if something happened because I was distracted when I'm driving with them. But anyway, I will talk to you again. And again, it's Quebec November, Victor. And you're my long-lost cousin, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is N4QFE, and I'll be clear on your final, Nick.
Glad I could keep you company on your car ride this morning. I hope you guys travel safely up north today and get everything done that you want. Great talking to you, like I said, and I'll be clear too. 73, Brian. Have a good evening or afternoon.